Hey, welcome to another episode of the Coffee Break Podcast, where our mission is to share business ideas, practices, and strategies while we enjoy our cup of coffee. Today's conversation is going to be completely wrapped around books. We've done a couple of episodes about this before, about how we have utilized some of the books in our business operations, and we've even talked about our book club, but I wanted to give you a little bit of a recap on where we've made it from our book club since we started it back in November of 2020. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. So grab a notebook and a pen or a note app on your phone and get ready to jot down these books that we've been using in our book club. We're going to be discussing that coming up next.
We got so much to say. We got a podcast to make. We're sipping on lattes and it's time for a coffee break. It's time for a coffee break.
Hey, welcome back. So it has been a blast over the last couple of years. Really have been expanding our knowledge base with reading books and understanding how we can apply those to our business. And really the big exciting component has been over the years that we have been inviting our team members into that conversation as well, helping them to get involved in reading books that they can apply into our business, trying to help provide them with books that make them better individuals for our organization, better individuals for their family, and create some leadership concepts, and so that we're all kind of speaking the same language. So I want to talk a little bit about our book club. We've had a podcast about that before, so we can link that below. You can check that out where we had a conversation with Levi, but we wanted to take a little bit of time to just do a quick recap to the books that we've read to this point. It has been exciting, and even as we were preparing for this, looking at it going, I can't believe we've already made it through 7 books this since we started our book club, and we're actually on our 8th book right now, but we'll be discussing the 7 that we've completed so far. I want to give you a little bit of the structure and the concept, how we set up the book club, and then also share with you a little bit about the different books that we've read, why we have selected those, and a couple of quick takeaways. So maybe this will give you some ideas, some inspirations, how you can utilize this in your business. It's been really cool to talk to some other business owners and leaders over the course of the past several months and hear how they have been starting up different book clubs in their organization as well and trying to utilize some of the same type of resources to keep everybody on the same page. So a couple of things that I wanted to share with you from a book club perspective is, number one, it helps to give a common language for your organization. If there are certain things that you're trying to communicate, if there are concepts or ideas, things that you're trying to communicate to everybody, but maybe there's a few breakdowns here or there, or people aren't just quite understanding exactly what you're trying to get across, this is a good way to do that. If you have a reference book, some information that has maybe inspired you or motivated you, well, you now have a common language that you can communicate. I remember several months back, probably a year plus ago, I gave a couple of books, actually one of the books that's listed here, The 4 Disciplines of Execution. I had given that to a couple of our team members because I was trying to communicate a concept or idea to them about lead and lag measures and about developing scoreboards and daily metrics and benchmarks that they could work on, but I was not quite getting the message across and was not quite communicating it in a good way. And so this gave us the ability to just all be on the literal same page while we're reading a book together and create some common language. And that's really been an exciting component of this. So I definitely encourage that. So maybe your company is just 2 or 3 folks. You know, maybe you've got 5, 6, however many. It doesn't really matter the size of your organization or the size of your team or your department. If you find books that have great resources and you can get everybody reading that, then you will get great benefit because you are all understanding things at the same level and executing on them at the same time frame, which is really exciting. So in the fall of 2020, we decided, hey, what if we open up an opportunity for our organization to participate in an active ongoing book club? It's completely voluntary. You can jump in and get involved. You can pick up at any point, but we were going to focus on a book a month. We were going to give you the option if you wanted an ebook, if you wanted a Kindle or whatever, if you wanted an audio book through Audible, or if you wanted a physical copy of the book. whichever was your best preference, however you wanted to receive that information. And we even have gone to the point of now, those that are participating regularly, we're just providing them with an Audible subscription, those that are using that Audible version. And then the physical copies, we just order a handful of them and have them available for pickup here at our office. And that's pretty much the guts of it from a standpoint of getting it started. And really the big thing, and I've got these, I think, listed in the order that we went through them. I think we're pretty accurate. We may be off one or two of the months, but we tried to go about it in a very systematic and intentional way from how we wanted to communicate thoughts through our organization. So I want to kind of jump into that, but I also want to give you a couple of key pointers and takeaways before we get too far down into the physical books that we chose. A couple of things that we've learned through the process is, one, to find a way to create an ongoing engagement. So we decided that we were going to meet once a month to discuss the book. And really, what we learned through the early stages was less of discussion of the book, of what we thought about the book and various aspects of that. And we really moved after the first couple of months into conversation about practical ways that we could apply the concepts of this book into our organization, or what are those practical concepts that are in the book that we need to be aware of or work away from in our organization? So we wanted to quickly understand what the information was in a book, and then find a practical and tactical way to either apply it or make sure that we're avoiding that concept entirely in our organization. So that has been a big focus for us. Let's get tactical. So we take about 2 hours every month. We have an evening conversation. It's a mix between in-person and virtual. Those that can make it in person do. Those that are virtual, they join us remotely through video chat. And we chat about it and we say, hey, how can we make this work in our organization? What are the steps that we need to do? So we're trying to be very tactical about it. Outside of that, we have an ongoing engagement throughout the month with information about the what's happening. So we have a chat channel in our team chat, which we use Google, but a lot of folks use Teams or Slack or maybe just a text thread. But have a designated communication thread where you're sharing where you're at in the book, your takeaways, what chapter you're on. Maybe we've got a lot of images where people have screenshotted or taken shots of the book with highlights, or maybe they take a picture of where they're reading at. But creating a level of communication and engagement as the month progresses so that everybody is kind of on the same page and on the same level. It's also been really exciting to see that conversation come to life in our organization just on a day-to-day. You might hear people talking in the break room about the concept that they were just reading or what chapter they're in or an interesting takeaway from that book. And man, I really saw that application in yesterday's conversation. And those were all really big takeaways. And it's been very exciting and helped us to continue to move forward. We understand the frustrations HOA board members and property managers face when deciding the best solution for their HOA and pool security. Should we use a keypad, hand out keys, or install a key card system? Do we even need cameras? These are some of the questions that are difficult to navigate, and we're here to help. At LockDuck Security, we've spent over 20 years working with homeowners associations and property managers to find a system that best fits the pool and HOA needs. Camera systems for the front gate or front entrance, key card systems for the pool gates, or simply updating the gate so that it meets safety and code compliance. We like to take the guesswork out of the process to answer any questions and help find the right solution. Our mission is to help you protect your people and your property, and that includes pools. Contact our team today to schedule your free consultation for your community. So we started out with our group. We offered it up to everybody. It was voluntary. We had about 50% participation in our organization, which I was blown away by. As the months have progressed, we've had some folks that have had to step out and some folks that have stepped in. And so we've had some inconsistencies there, but we're still leveling out at about 30 to 35% of our organization are participating in this on a monthly basis, which I'm really excited about. And we'll continue to do that because I think that's a great investment into our folks. From a continued education standpoint. All right, so let's jump into, that's kind of the structure that we do. We also send out some documentation every month with the conversation and the questions and statements of all that. And one of our team members, Levi, is responsible for making sure that that happens and that conversation comes to life every month for us. So a couple of big takeaways. One, get everybody on the same page, making sure that you have the common book that you're going to be using and give them options on how to digest it, audio, digital, or printed copy. Have a conversation where you can have some continual communication. If it's a group chat or whatever, make sure that that's happening. And then always have a time every month, a target, a deadline when you're supposed to be done so that you can discuss it and understand practical application with it. So those are some big takeaways that we've learned through the process. Let's jump into the list of books that we've gone after. Again, we have completed 7 books as a team, and we're actually on our 8th book right now, which we'll hold off until a later time to discuss, but here's where we are. So book number 1 on the far side is Simon Sinek's Leaders Eat Last. We wanted to start out of the gate with that one because we wanted to establish a conversation about leadership. We wanted to establish the conversation about how our leadership structure is set up in our organization, and that is a great understanding around it. I can tell you it was exciting to hear the excitement and the passion behind the concepts in this book, and it's really changed a lot of the interactions that people have had with each other inside of our organization. But it also gave us a lot of common communication language that we could use when we were discussing things. And very proud of our organization. We had a large number of people that have read this book in our organization. I would say as a whole, we're probably at about 80 to 85% of people that are currently in our organization have read this book and understand the concepts in it. So that's great. We started out with that. We wanted it to be a really good leadership focus driven book. And it also gave us an opportunity to explain some of the ideals and concepts that we're utilizing in our organization on a daily basis. When we wrapped up with that, when we moved over to the 4 disciplines of execution, and there is a newer version of this book out, but this was the older version that was available when we read this. And I'm currently reading the newer version of it right now with another book club, and so I'm interested to see kind of the differences in it. But I will tell you this. This book is fundamentally intriguing because it gives everybody in your organization, those that are really involved in the day-to-day, it gives you an understanding of how I can implement change, how I can make things come to life. It really is true to its name, 4 Disciplines of Execution. So we went from a strict leadership philosophical book, an understanding of why leadership happens, how it happens, and then we switched over to an execution book. How do we actually make things happen? We've seen a lot of results from this. We've seen player scoreboards become developed. We've seen benchmarks being developed. We've seen people engage in understanding how I can get things from point A to point B, which is very exciting, based off of the practical applications in this book. And now when you're talking about the whirlwind or our wildly important goal and all of those things, it is, and even when you're trying to break down lead versus lag measures, you now have a common language to discuss that with and really point back to from a communication standpoint. So this has been a vital component of that. And that was our December read for 2020. And it really was setting us up for what some things that we wanted to do in 2021 and be ready to establish some good goals and some benchmarks. From there, we switched over to a couple of team building books, and these are really vital. So we read the 5 Dysfunctions of a Team, and we also read the Ideal Team Player. Those were both fundamental books. They partner really well together. They reference each other in those books. And so these were 2 companion books that we did back to back. The Ideal Team Player, it talks about being humble, hungry, and smart, how you want to really build your team and the types of folks that you want to bring into your organization and you know, really understanding what are the types of folks that we want inside of our organization. And it gives an establishment of that. was really exciting on the discussion part of this, because people started to talk about how they found themselves in the organization, or how they were identifying other people in the organization where they had their strengths and weaknesses, and kind of the Venn diagram of how that is set up. And it was very eye-opening to understand that. Very fundamental from an organization standpoint, from a team-building standpoint, understanding the players in your organization. Five dysfunctions of a team. If you've listened to any of our podcasts before talking about books, you've heard me mention that book. I think it's a vital, fundamental component of an organization and team. I reference this book probably once a week whenever we start having some type of conflict, or there's issues, or we're trying to figure something out, or people are at odds. We look back and say, what is the root cause of it? And the book very clearly outlines that the root cause of all that is a lack of trust. So what do we need to do to start building trust? And we can start going up the pyramid from there. But the five dysfunctions of a team, very fundamental. The ideal team player. These books are, man, they're just great resources for your organization. If you just started there and said, hey, let's everybody read this, and then let's everybody read the five dysfunctions of a team, you're off to a really great start. Great investment into your team and into your organization. Can you copy this key? That's a question we get asked about 3,422 times a year. And how can you actually be sure that the person who asked that question is supposed to get a copy of that key? Well, we think you should always know who can copy your keys to your business and your home, because it could be your neighbor, an old employee, a contractor, or even worse, your mother-in-law. At LockDock Security, we believe in protected key systems, so you always know who has a copy of your key. To find out more, visit LockDock.net or stop by our Charlotte location. LockDock Security, helping you protect your people and your property. After that, we jumped into a book called Superfans. This one was from a gentleman named Pat Flynn. I'll say this. This book was not exactly what I was expecting for it to be. And I think a lot of our folks in the organization, this was not a big hit. So why would I share this on this podcast? Well, I like to share the good, bad, and ugly. And we had four home runs in a row, and this one was one that kind of fell on a little deaf ears. So we struggled to get through this book. There were some of the concepts in here. This was really focused a lot on individual kind of brand identity, brand building, and we wanted to have something that was really customer service driven. So we're going to recircle back and get back onto the customer service wagon with this. But great book for individual and someone that is really focused on building a community based off of a one person organization. There are some aspects in here that you could carry on to a multi-person organization, but some of the concepts there are very stretched out. But it really talks a lot about engagement and understanding how to connect with your audience. So that was our fifth book. Then we moved into this one, which was really cool, which was called Atomic Habits. This one is an exciting book. I had an opportunity to read this alongside of two different book clubs, one with our organization here and one with another business book club that I'm a part of. And hearing folks discuss this and apply this in their different realms was pretty applicable. We have started out early on this year in our organization with trying to do some habit trackers and encouraging our folks to build good habits and creating accountability partners. And the Atomic Habits book by James Clear dissects all of that and how it works and why it works and how you can utilize these very basic principles to develop good habits and to make those habits stick. This is a great graduation present. This is a great new employee gift. It is a fundamentally great book. I have seen this impact a lot of people's lives in our organization. Definitely a winner of all the books that we did. It would probably be in the top two or three so far in our book club. Atomic Habits, it is giving you the secret to developing results that last. We all try to start new initiatives, all try to start doing better. This gives you the playbook of how to do it. Definitely a high, really great recommend. Great audiobook. James Clear actually reads the book and does a fantastic job if you are down with the audio versions of the books. So, and then the last book that we have read is this book here by Clay Scroggins. It's called How to Lead When You're Not in Charge. Fundamentally, great book. It's got a lot of great concepts in it. For every person in the organization, understanding how to develop a level of influence, how to understand how to show some initiative, not wait on somebody to give you a role, not wait on somebody to give you a title, not wait on somebody to say you're in charge, but understanding and identifying and taking action on it. And really at the fundamentals of this, if you were able to get everybody in your organization in this mindset alongside of Leaders Eat Last, then you really have something to work off of because it is showing putting others first. It's the servant leadership mentality. It is the making sure that things are happening without waiting for somebody to task you with that particular job or role. So a great book has a lot of a religious correlation to it. Clay is a pastor, a lead pastor at a large church, and so he brings a lot of that conversation back and forth, but all of the leadership principles that he gives in there are really universal and can be applied wherever. And one of the things that he points out very well, which is along the same line as the Leaders Eat Last book, is understanding that in order to lead others well, you must first lead yourself well. And that is a resounding theme with a lot of leadership books. If you can't quite figure out how to get yourself in order, then you're going to struggle leading others. And so number one is making sure that I've got my stuff in order and that I am structured and organized and that I've got a good outlook on where things are going. And then from there, we can work with leading others. But until I lead myself well, I'm not going to lead others well. And that is a great fundamental across the board. So that's been our lineup so far for our book club. We've been super excited about it. A lot of folks have really jumped in and engaged with this and really participated at a high level. And it's encouraging. And it makes us proud of our team here that they are willing to jump in and learn more and grow and apply those concepts for themselves first. We do believe in this fundamental value that if we start at the center everything that we do from a customer or from an employee focused perspective will ultimately land and spread out to our customers. And if we do that well, then our customers see the benefit of it as well. Our team works better together. And as a whole, our organization is better. So that is the whole purpose behind our book and our book clubs. One of the things that we've done is we've listed all this information out and we put it on our team website. So there's access to it for all of our organization. We should have the ability to list that in the links below so that you can see that as well. Just kind of a structure of how we laid it out, some of the goals, some of the kind of guidelines and expectations that we've set around it so that we can keep everybody on the same focus together and grow together as an organization. So hopefully you found value of this. This is the 7 books that we've started with over the last 7 months. Really excited about it. I can't wait for a year to surpass and the folks that have stuck with it, and they have a full library of 12 books that they have garnered some additional knowledge and some additional concepts that they're able to apply in their life over the last year. So that's where we're headed. We'll be sure to update you as that continues to progress, and we'll share the second half of the year with you and all of the books that we've gone through. Pretty excited about it. If you have any questions about this, maybe you how did you get it started? What are some of the tactical ways that you've implemented this, or maybe some tips or tricks? Feel free to reach out to us. Our contact information obviously is linked to this video or to the podcast. You can contact us on our website at locdoc.net. All of our information is there under the team section. I'd love to connect with you on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram, and shoot me a message and we can chat about it and learn more about this and see how you can implement this into your organization as well. Thank you very much for joining us. I know this was a bit of a different episode, but I love to kind of take a deviation from time to time and tell you a little bit about practically what we're working on inside of our organization and trying to be better from the inside out. That is a big focus for us at LockDock Security. If this is your first time watching or listening to the podcast, we invite you to subscribe. We've got over 120 episodes out there available for you. We've been doing this for several years, a brand new episode every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. And we want you to be a part of it. We don't want you to miss out. So make sure you subscribe either on YouTube, follow us on Facebook for the brand new video every Tuesday morning, or you can go to our page, lockdock.net/podcast, and there you can click on the subscription button and make sure that you're subscribed to whatever podcast platform that you subscribe to. I was chatting with a gentleman this morning. He said, I'm a podcast junkie. I said, make sure you hit the subscribe button because we've got a brand new episode coming at you every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you so much for joining us today. If this is beneficial to somebody else, make sure you share it and so that they can get benefit from it as well. And we'll see you next time right here on the Coffee Break Podcast.